Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surviving a Borderline Parent by Kimberly Roth is a recovery-focused guide for adults who grew up with a parent showing traits associated with borderline personality disorder, such as emotional volatility, intense fear of abandonment, and unpredictable caregiving. Rather than centering on diagnosing a parent, the book emphasizes how childhood experiences can shape a person's adult identity, relationships, and sense of safety. Roth draws on widely recognized therapeutic concepts to explain why many survivors become hypervigilant, people-pleasing, conflict-avoidant, or chronically self-doubting, even when their lives look stable from the outside. The central promise is practical healing, learning to separate the parent's instability from the child's worth, understanding the roles children often adopt in chaotic homes, and building skills for boundaries, self-esteem, and trust. The tone is compassionate and direct, aiming to replace confusion and shame with clarity and a step-by-step path toward emotional independence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the borderline family system and its lasting impact. A core topic is how a parent with strong borderline traits can shape the emotional climate of a home. The book frames the childhood environment as one where rules and reactions shift quickly, affection may feel conditional, and the child is often pulled into the parent's emotional emergencies. In that context, a child learns that safety depends on reading moods, preventing explosions, and managing the parent's feelings. Over time, this becomes a template for adulthood, scanning for danger, assuming responsibility for other people's emotions, and struggling to trust steady relationships because steadiness feels unfamiliar. Roth focuses on impact over labels, helping readers name patterns without getting stuck in debating whether the parent would meet a formal diagnosis. This perspective can reduce self-blame and clarify why common adult difficulties show up, including chronic guilt, fear of abandonment, difficulty making decisions, perfectionism, and an unstable sense of self. By mapping the family system, the reader gains a language for experiences that may have felt impossible to explain, which becomes the foundation for choosing different responses in adult life. Secondly, childhood roles and survival strategies that become adult traps. The book highlights how children adapt to emotionally unpredictable parenting by taking on roles that keep the household functioning. These roles may include the caretaker, the peacemaker, the scapegoat, the invisible child, or the achiever. In childhood, such strategies are often necessary for belonging and physical or emotional safety. The problem is that the same strategies can become rigid habits later, shaping work, friendships, and romantic relationships in ways that feel compulsive rather than chosen. A caretaker may attract partners who need rescuing and confuse overgiving with love. A peacemaker may avoid healthy conflict and silence personal needs. An achiever may build an impressive life while still feeling fundamentally unsafe or unworthy. Roth encourages readers to see these patterns as intelligent adaptations rather than defects, which lowers shame and increases self-compassion. From there, the reader can evaluate which strategies still serve them and which keep them stuck in repetition. This topic supports a practical goal, turning survival skills into flexible life skills, where empathy remains but self-sacrifice is no longer the price of connection. Thirdly, healing childhood wounds through validation, grief, and reparenting. Another major theme is emotional healing, not just intellectual understanding. Roth addresses the deep wounds that can come from inconsistent nurturing, emotional enmeshment, or being treated as an extension of the parent. Many adults carry an inner narrative that their needs were too much, their feelings were wrong, or their success had to be earned through pleasing others. The book emphasizes validation as a corrective experience, recognizing that what happened mattered and that the child's reactions made sense. That validation often leads into grief, because healing includes mourning the parent one needed but did not have, and accepting that certain apologies or changes may never come. Roth also discusses the idea of developing an internal supportive voice, sometimes described as reparenting, where the adult self learns to provide safety, structure, and comfort. This can include identifying triggers, practicing emotional regulation, and building routines that signal stability to the nervous system. The key is shifting from managing the parent's emotions to caring for one's own inner life, creating a felt sense of permission to exist, want, and choose. Fourthly, building boundaries without guilt or escalation. Boundary setting is presented as essential for survival and growth, especially when a parent has a history of ignoring limits, using guilt, or reacting intensely to separation. Roth explores why boundaries feel dangerous to many adult children. In childhood, asserting limits may have triggered rage, withdrawal, or emotional punishment. As adults, this conditioning can make even reasonable requests feel like betrayal. The book encourages readers to redefine boundaries as self-protection rather than aggression. It also clarifies the difference between explaining and over-explaining, and between compassion and compliance. Readers are guided to anticipate common pushback patterns, such as love bombing, crisis creation, character attacks, or recruiting other family members. The goal is to respond with clarity and consistency instead of getting pulled into old roles. This topic also supports a range of contact choices, from improved engagement with firmer rules to lower contact or no contact when safety and mental health require it. Practical boundary work helps readers reclaim time, emotional energy, and autonomy, making room for relationships that are mutual rather than performative. Lastly, rebuilding trust, self-esteem, and healthy relationships. The book connects childhood instability to adult relationship patterns, particularly difficulties with trust and self-worth. When love has been unpredictable, people may equate intensity with intimacy, tolerate poor treatment, or feel uneasy in calm relationships. Others may become avoidant, keeping distance to prevent abandonment. Roth addresses how to rebuild trust in small, realistic steps by learning to listen to internal signals, evaluate behavior over promises, and choose relationships that respect boundaries. Self-esteem is treated as a skill set rather than a mood, the ability to take oneself seriously, honor needs, and act in alignment with values even when guilt or fear appears. The book also underscores that healing is relational but does not require repeating old dynamics. Readers can learn to recognize red flags, tolerate discomfort during growth, and practice communication that is direct and non-apologetic. This topic is especially relevant for those who want to create stable partnerships, become emotionally available parents, or simply feel less ruled by old triggers. The outcome is not perfection, but a more grounded identity and a greater capacity for secure connection. In conclusion, this book is best for adults who suspect a parent's emotional instability shaped their childhood, as well as partners or clinicians who want clearer language for the patterns often seen in families affected by borderline traits. It can also help readers who do not want to pathologize a parent, but do want to understand why they feel anxious, guilty, responsible, or stuck when family contact occurs. The benefit is practical and personal. It supports readers in separating their identity from the role they played in the family, naming what happened without minimizing it, and building boundaries that protect mental health. By focusing on validation, grief, and skill building, the book offers a pathway from survival mode to intentional living, where trust is based on evidence and self-esteem is based on self-respect. Compared with many general trauma or boundary books, its value is specificity. It speaks directly to the unique push-pull dynamics, guilt spirals, and emotional enmeshment common in these families, and it organizes recovery into understandable steps. For readers seeking both insight and actionable direction, it is worth buying as a focused guide that keeps the healing process clear and compassionate. If you would like to support Kimberly Roth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.